With your Bibles in hand, let's go to the book of 1 Thessalonians. That's right after Colossians. And if it helped you any, it's 1267. I've been pleased tonight to see how the music has dovetailed with the message. One of the first hymns we sang regarding it will be worth it all. And indeed, that's the way Paul thought about it. We'll see it in a moment. And then the lady sang for us, what if it were today? Jesus is coming. What if it were today? Well, the whole epistle that we'll look at in just a bit deals with that very same subject. And then the rest of the songs, even the one just now, fitting so well into the theme because it deals with early evangelism and the fact that he came in his love to redeem us. All right, I hope you have it by now. Let's bow our heads and hearts and we'll pray together. Now, Father in heaven, we pray tonight that you would open these pages to our understanding, and may our will be in tune, our God, with your purpose for us. Lord, as a body of believers here in this place, benefiting from all of that which has gone before in years past, we are gratefully in debt to those who have labored in the Word and who have loved the Lord and have given to us such a godly heritage. Thank you, our Father, for the Apostle Paul and for those who labored with him and for the ministry of the Word that was accomplished in their time. And now, Lord, as we take up the challenge, we pray that we might be found faithful as well and growing in grace and knowledge of the Lord. And we'll thank you now for what you do for us as you minister that word to our heart need. And we pray with gratitude in Jesus' name. Amen. 1 Thessalonians. This is probably the earliest of all the New Testament writings. It precedes even the four Gospels. So what we have in this letter to a very young church at Thessalonica is a privileged insight where we're looking at something of the early evangelism and the ministry of the Apostle Paul. Here we're able to see something of the heart of the great evangelist as he took the gospel to so many different places. He was only in Thessalonica for 3 Sabbath days. I don't know whether that's 2 weeks or maybe it went 3 weeks. But it was a very short period of time. And yet, in that period of time, he was able to preach, as evidenced in the book, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, all of the major doctrines of the Christian faith. Now, that's not shallow evangelism. That has some substance to the soup. Now, as we look at this situation, his letter that we're involving ourselves with now is to them from a heart of loving concern for their continued spiritual growth and well-being. Now, tonight we're going to take some thoughts right out of the center of the letter. This morning we did a sort of a topical message. Tonight we'll do a real brief book study. But I hope that God will speak to your heart through the thoughts and minister his word to us in such a way it'll be profitable and practical. Let me just give you a brief oversight before we delve into certain parts in the center. The theme of the entire epistle is the soon coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. It will be worth it all, and we shall see him soon. Chapter 1 deals with their salvation.